भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद। श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। I'm a little overwhelmed to actually sit here in front of you. Although I'm not qualified, I'm just boasting to sit here. Please forgive me for that. His Grace Siddhama Sakha Prabhu, they have requested me to speak on a particular topic. To discuss that topic, I need your blessings. So, if you please bless me, please say Hari Bol once at least. Thank you so much. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells in the fourth chapter, which is entitled The Transcendental Knowledge, Divya Gyan. And in that transcendental knowledge, Krishna is through Arjuna, he is trying to impart that transcendental divya knowledge to all of us about himself, about his activities, about his birth, and then about his relations to this entire world, the living entities, the material nature, etc. And in that, the fourth chapter, ninth sloka, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam yavam yoveti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma na eti mameti so Arjuna. He says, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So, if we contemplate on this, we can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so to say, because He is Bhagavan, He is the Supreme Person, He can accomplish anything He desires just by contemplation or sankalpa, sitting at one place. He doesn't need to engage into activities. Then the question arises, then why he needs to perform the pastimes of taking birth and apparently doing activities, appearing into variety of forms, ananta rupa, like Brahma Samhita says, Advaita Machyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nav Yavanam Cha. So Krishna takes unlimited variety of forms, and with every forms he performs certain leelas, pastimes. So is it really required for Krishna to again come and take forms like this? One time Akbar and Birbal, they were just discussing something about spirituality, and then Akbar suddenly asked a question to Birbal, that Birbal, I heard that your Lord appears and again, He takes many, many avatars. So why He need to do that? He is God Himself. He can just sit at one place and just by desiring something, He can accomplish the things. Then why He need to take birth again and again? Then Birbal said that, okay, I'll answer this question to you at a later stage when the time comes with an appropriate situation. So one day they went into Yamuna for a boat ride. Akbar was accompanied with his entire entourage, all the soldiers, all his bodyguards, everyone was there with him, and they were riding in the boat. And Akbar has also took along with him his small son, and Birbal, etc., they were talking. And suddenly Birbal, what he does, he just picks up the son of Akbar and just throw him into that water. And as soon as he threw him in the water, Akbar didn't see anything. He just, on his clothes on, he jumped into the water. And then he somehow or other caught hold of his son, brought back to the boat, and ordered to his soldiers that capture Birbal. Arrest him. We will put him on hang him to death, because he has tried to kill my son. Then he asked Birbal, why you did this? Birbal said, actually I didn't want to kill your son. My motivation was not to do that. But you remember, you asked me a question, and to answer that question, I was actually trying to give you an answer. So he said that, you see, you have so much entourage along with you, so many soldiers, etc., are there. And when your son was thrown into the water, you could have ordered one of your soldiers to just go and save your son. Why you jumped into the water? Why you jumped into the water? That means that shows something. So, because you love your son and you don't want your son to suffer into the water, to drown and go to death like that, you personally jumped into that. So Krishna also is very much aggrieved when he sees the part and parcel of his, the living entities, which he claims in Bhagavad Gita, Mame Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastani Indriyani Prakriti Asthani Karshati. These living entities, they are my part and parcel. As I am Satchidananda, they are all Satchidananda. But because they have just revolt against me and they have come into the clutches of their mind and the senses, they are now suffering in this material world. and I cannot tolerate them suffering like this. So I personally come to give them a system by which they can rectify their disease, come back home and enjoy the life with eternally with me, without any sufferings of this material pangs. So this is the mood why Lord appears actually. That we have to understand. The Lord, although He doesn't need to take birth, but He takes up birth, He performs the leela of taking birth and performing certain activities because of such reasons. Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, in the purport of this sloka, Prabhupada mentions Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, and He says that in that Purush Bodhini Upanishad it says, Eko Devo Nitya Leela Anurakto Bhakta Vyapi Hrade Antaratma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms and relationship with His unalloyed devotees. So Krishna, He wants to give pleasure to all His part and parcel, and along with them He also wants to enjoy that pleasure, and that is why He takes up into many forms and then engages into various kinds of activities. So we must understand, it is to attract the devotees and deliver them from the mire of material existence. Lord personally appears into the forms like Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Tadekatma Rupa, Prabhav, Vaibhav, Vilas, Avatar, Avesh and Archa. These are different forms actually mentioned in Laghu Bhagavatamrit, which Lord represents actually. Lord actually manifests. Whatever I mentioned here in Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakashta, Dekatma, etc., the general masses or general living entities, there are two types of living entities you must be knowing. One is called Shara and one is called Akshara. Shara Sarvani Bhutani, all living entities, we are all fallibles. And there are certain living entities who are eternally associate of Lord Krishna and they never fall down from the Vaikuntha planet because they don't develop that different mentality of enjoying separate from Krishna. They are always in the service of the Lord. So such peoples, they are all also called Nitya Muktas. So these Nitya Mukta people, they are always Krishna Unmukha. Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Nitya Baddha and Nitya Mukta. Nitya Baddha Jeeva, Nitya Krishna, Krishna Charane Unmukha. And those who are Nitya Baddha, they are Krishna Charana Bahirmukh. They are actually away from Krishna. So away from Krishna means they don't want to appreciate the company of Krishna, rather enjoy Krishna's energy without Krishna's intervention, without acknowledging Krishna that actually we are actually trying to enjoy your energy. So, but the living entity has, he can approach to the archa form of the Lord, which is here, present here. You can take His darshan, you can serve Him, you can dress Him, you can sing for Him, you can do anything for Him. And with archa, you can relate. So, that way the Lord also appears and performs such pastimes, it becomes utsava, nayana utsava. Utsava for our eyes, or it's a festival for our eyes to behold the darshan of the Lord. Like you see Lord Gopinath dressed into flower dress. It's very pleasing to our eyes to see that. Similarly, it also pleases the mind, Manaso Mahotsava. It also becomes a festival for the mind also. And that is why the devotees, they perform so many utsava for the Lord. They do so many things. And anyone who carefully recites the glories of the mysterious appearance and activities of Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of the life. This is the formula to be free from the miseries of the life. Bhagavatam says, Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Ye Etat Prayato Naraha Sayam Pratar Grunan Bhaktya Dukkha Grama Dibimuchyate. Although the Lord performs His pastimes for all of us but it is very difficult to understand it all. So how can we know the reality, in reality, the nature of birth and activities of the Lord, which is mentioned in the sloka 4.9, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. So one needs to reside and hear the name, form and glories of the Lord morning, evening, every day without fail. That is a regulative principle for our for making our own life perfect, or for perfecting our life. That's a regulative principle. In fact, the scripture says that those who are actually intelligent and understand the significance of human form of life spend their time hearing, reciting and contemplating on the birth and activities of the Lord in all the three phases of the time. Pratah dhuta prasangena, madhyane istri prasangat, ratri chaur prasangena, kalam bindati dhimatam. Those who are intelligent, morning they discuss dhuta prasanga. Dhuta prasanga means they discuss about Mahabharata. Mahabharata has taken because of the game of dice. Dhuta krida. And then madhyane stri prasangat. Stri prasanga means it's a prasanga or tells of or deliberations on Ramayana, because Ramayana happened because of the three ladies. Kaikeyi, Sita and Surpankha. These are the three ladies which are actually reason for Kaikeyi, Sita and Manthara also, sometimes it is said. So this is called Stri Prasangat. So one should discuss Ramayana in the afternoon. Ratri Chaura Prasangena, and in the evening one should discuss Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the glorification of Lord Krishna, who is a celebrated thief of Braja. Braja Prasiddham Navaneeta Chauram. So one should actually deliberate on this thing, Bhagavatam. And those who are intelligent people, Kalam Bindati. This is how they actually spend their time. So today I have been asked to perform the service of deliberating on the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, about his appearance and activities. And personally, I do not have any qualification to execute this service, but I believe it would be possible by your causeless blessings. And I am happy that you have already given me your blessings, your prayers. And therefore, I sincerely seek again your blessings and prayers so that I may be able to speak something for my own purification and in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. So you are all my masters, and in the service of you, whatever service I have been given, I'll just try to deliberate upon a little bit. If I fail to reach to your expectation, I request you to please bless me that I develop that kind of aptitude that I can some way or other reach to your expectations. And if you think that I could do something, then please bless me that I maintain that. So, actually, these days, the festival of Snan Yatra of Lord Jagannath, it is said it marks the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. This is the day when Lord Jagannath made his manifestation or appearance to this world. So although this festival is coming on the 13th June 2014, it is not today, but today our congregation is celebrating this Snan Yatra at Palghar. And because of this, devotees in our congregation have assumed the mood of Jagannath Utsav. Last week also, Jagannath Prabhu spoke about Jagannath Snan Yatra, right? Most of you may be knowing it. So, because today also the devotees have gone for Lord Jagannath's Snan Yatra, so I think it is quite apt to deliberate on the position and pastimes of Lord Jagannath. I am sure most of you are aware of the position and pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Still, for our purification, let us discuss and release it once again. Bhagavatam says about this. Vayam tu navitrepyami uttama sloka vikrame యశ్వణ్వతార సజ్ఞానం స్వాదు స్వాదు పదే పదే. ఆల్దో ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ ప్రసంగాస్, ఇఫ్ యూ హియర్ ఇట్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఇట్ డజంట్ గివ్ యూ ఎనీ జ్యూస్. దిస్ ఇస్ లైక్ సంథింగ్ చూయింగ్ ద చూడ్, అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ చూ ద వాట్ హెస్ ఆల్రెడీ బీన్ చూడ్, యూ డోంట్ గెట్ ఎనీ రెలిష్మెంట్. బట్ హరికథ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్. భాగవతం సేస్ దాట్ వి నెవర్ టైర్ ఆఫ్ హియరింగ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ బై హిమ్స్ అండ్ ప్రేయర్స్. దోస్ హూ హ్యావ్ డెవలప్డ్ ఏ టేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ హిమ్ విత్ ద లార్డ్ రిలీజ్ హియరింగ్ హిస్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ అట్ ఎవ్రీ మూమెంట్. ద సేమ్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు యూస్ టు హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ గదాధర్ పండిత్, ద పాస్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్, ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్, మెనీ టైమ్స్ దే హ్యావ్ హర్డ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్ సేస్ దట్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ ద పర్ఫార్మర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ బట్ హీ ఆల్సో రిలీజెస్ హిస్ ఓన్ పాస్ టైమ్స్. వెన్ లవ్ కుష్ దే స్టార్టెడ్ సింగింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ రామాయణ్ విచ్ వాస్ కంపోజ్డ్ బై వాల్మీకి, లార్డ్ రామచంద్ర హర్డ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద స్ట్రీట్స్ ఆఫ్ అయోధ్య, అండ్ దెన్ హీ called these two boys and brought them to his palace and told them to recite that Ramayana again and again. He is the person, he is the hero who performed that Ramayana. But still again and again he wanted to hear that. So it is very good to hear again and again whatever we have already heard before also. Because Jagannath Rath Yatra, Jagannath festival is going on every year. So pastimes related to Jagannath we hear every time. Right? So let us start with. I was thinking there is no deity in the entire world that defy the prescription of Silpa Shastra. You understand this? The Jagannath's form appears to be an unfinished deity. And nowhere in the Silpa Shastra it is said that a deity should be kept unfinished. Right? Apparently it looks to be an unfinished deity or incomplete deity. But it is not incomplete. Actually, that's the form of the Lord. So how to understand that is the form of the Lord? And it is also mentioned, there is no deity in the entire world that has infinite variety of followers. Jagannath's followers are from every walk of life. They are from every culture, from every caste, every creed, every age group, every sex, anything. Everybody just becomes attracted to Jagannath ji. And there is no deity in the entire world for which there are variegated conceptions. About Jagannath, many people conceive him in a different way. So, how to understand this? If we want to see Jagannath as Lord Shiva, he can present himself as Lord Shiva. If you want to see him as Ganesha, he can present himself as Ganesha. So, there are many conceptions. Lord Jagannath's big round eyes called Chakkadola and the smiling face can be seen today all over the world. We must thank to Srila Prabhupada because of his endeavors. Jagannath ji is known all over the world now. And because of him, Rath Yatra is taking place all over the world, and in Rath Yatras, millions of people participate every year into Rath Yatras. Not only Puri, but in many countries around the world. Actually, if you see in our own Mumbai, we witness dozens of Rath Yatra throughout the year, every year. Right? More than dozens. Here in Bombay itself. And we see that many people participate, thousands of people participate into that. They very happily pull the rath cart accompanied with nice music, singing and bhajans and kirtans, and take and distribute prasad, and by honoring them they easily cross the unfathomable ocean of nescience. That is the darkness, the unfathomable darkness, ocean of material existence. They can just take some Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, appreciate it, and their life is perfected. After leaving this body, they can go home back to Godhead. That's possible. So, we know Lord Jagannath by name, by face, But we actually, who actually is Lord Jagannath? Do we know it really tatvata? Krishna says, janma karma cha me divyam yo janati tatvata. Yamam yo veti tatvata. One who knows it in absolute reality. Tatvata means in absolute reality, without any ambiguity, without any vague understanding, in complete reality if someone knows. So, is it possible, or we should ask a question to ourselves only, do we know really who Lord Jagannath is? And if we know that, then of course it is very nice, we can perfect our life. But here itself, if I ask about the identity of Lord Jagannath, so many people will give many answers. Many people will give me many answers. Ask a dozen of people about identity of Lord Jagannath and you'll get a dozen unique answers. Why Lord Jagannath is conceived in so many different ways? What is the truth of these various conceptions about Lord Jagannath? What is the actual reality? So, if we have, in fact, we need to have a proper reason to understand and appreciate the actual position of Lord Jagannath. I'll tell you a story which was, it's a kind of anecdote which was told by His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. He says that there was a blind man. A blind person, he was hearing his friends speaking to each other. His friends were speaking, "Oh dear brothers, get up, the sun has risen. Let us start our activities. Just see how beautifully the landscape is. The trees, the rivers, the meadows. Look at those beautiful flowers with different shapes, sizes, colors and fragrances. Just look around. So much activities are taking place. All these are due to the merciful glance of the sun." And when the sun rises, sets, they would hear, that blind man would hear them talking. "Friends, oh, the sun has now set. It is dark now. It is dark everywhere. Let us stop our activities and go to sleep." So, the blind man would hear all these and would think, when I get up, it's a very nice story, try to pay some attention. This blind man, when he would hear, he would start thinking himself, when I personally get up, it becomes morning. And when I go to sleep, it is night. And what is the significance of this sun? Who is this sun these people are talking about? And why people talk so much about this sun? Thinking like this, he would become disturbed. He would start thinking, who is this sun? Why he is to be given so much prominence? He would not understand the significance and contribution of the sun in the people's life. As he could not see the sun, he could not even appreciate the sun, that when the sun rises, the darkness is destroyed, the flowers bloom, the greenery pervades on the fields and the mountains, birds start chirping, the people could behold the variety of things around them. Those who are not blind, they can appreciate the sun in its sun and its importance in their life. We know, when the sun rises, darkness goes, we can see everything. So many variety of things are happening. But for a blind man, when he is not able to understand the sun, he is not able to see the sun, he is not able to appreciate it. He doesn't understand the significance of sun, rising of the sun and setting of the sun. But if that blind man is treated, and he is restored his vision, then what happens? Then when he opens up his eyes and then he sees variety around him in the daylight, he can appreciate the significance of the sun. And when the sun is not there, he can perceive, because the sun is not here, I'm not able to see the things. Sun gives me vision. He will be able to appreciate the sun into his life. So, similarly, when a person understands the position of the Lord, He appreciates his activities, his birth and his appearances. His life would also change. You just think of your own self. When you actually given a place to God in your life, do you find the change in your life? When you given importance to the Lord in your life, do you find some change in your life? Similarly, but if a person is blind towards Lord, he doesn't appreciate the presence of Lord. He doesn't appreciate the contribution of the Lord to the mankind or to the living entities, to the entire creation. Can he appreciate the Lord? Can he give position or place into his life to the Lord? That's not possible. So, to understand Lord, although we know Lord Jagannath, big eyes and Jagannath Rath Yatra, so many activities, but do we really understand who is Lord? Who this Lord Jagannath is? Then Niladri Mahodaya, this is a Sthala Purana, local scripture for Orissa, and this scripture focuses mostly on the 36 niyogas or 36 niyojanas or 36 different kinds of activities that is taking place into the Jagannath temple. The entire Orissa is actually Jagannath's temple is like a pivot, and the entire activities in Orissa revolves around Jagannath's activity. So all these things are mentioned into that, and this scripture focuses on the worship and history of Lord Jagannath, and this is considered by the priests and pujaris of the temple to be the highest authority on temple rituals. So this Sthala Purana, Niladri Mahodaya, describes Lord Jagannath as Sarva Rupadhara. That Lord Jagannath is one who assumes all forms. So, if we see among the different deities in the Vedic tradition, Jagannath in the Puri has a large variety of worshippers in the world and can perceived in the Rath Yatra festival every year. If you go to see Rath Yatra festival and you just look around, you'll find variegatedness of people there. Different varieties of people. Rath Yatra of Jagannath attracts millions of people around the world from all walks of life. All caste, all creed, class, age, culture, so on and so forth. Different varieties. By attending Rath Yatra, one can observe innumerable different varieties of devotees attracted to Lord Jagannath. And that is why one should go to Jagannath Rath Yatra. And then that person will be able to appreciate Lord Jagannath's position. If he actually look his eyes open around. So now some observations on this Rath Yatras. Many of you must have gone to Rath Yatra and you just see that the Sankaracharya of the Puri, Sankaramat, he is the first person to come and go on the Rathakat and then he performs worship of the Lord. So the impersonalist follower of Sankaracharya, Sankaracharya has taught the philosophy that God has no form. That is why they are called impersonalist. But they consider Lord Jagannath as the manifestation of that impersonal Brahma. So, Jagannath, even the impersonalists see that he is the supreme Brahma whom they talk that has no forms, has manifested. Of course, Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyate mam abuddhaya. Those who are less intelligent, they understand that I have taken a form. Earlier I was formless and then that formless has taken a form. But that's not the reality. But even if that conception, they consider Jagannath only to be the supreme person. That impersonalist supreme person to be Jagannath. And as a mark of the respect, the current Sankaracharya of Puri performs a special worship before the start of the Rath Yatra. He has been given that privilege. Looking around in the crowd, one can see crowds of Ramanandi Vaishnavas, followers of Ramanand, they are also called a different branch of Sri Sampradaya. So they are followers of Lord Ramachandra. They consider Lord Jagannath to be manifestation of Lord Ramachandra. Some other group consider Lord Jagannath to be manifestation of Lord Narasimhadeva. Followers of Sripad Ramanujacharya and Sripad Madhvacharya see Lord Jagannath as the manifestation of Lord Narayan. Followers of Nimbarka and Gaudiya Sampradaya regard him as Lord Krishna. Savites regard him as the manifestation of Lord Shiva. Some group regard him as their worshipable Ganesha. People from Christianity and Islamic tradition consider Lord Jagannath as the manifestation of their worshipable object. Buddhists regard him as Lord Buddha. Politicians, film stars, different cultural groups regard him as, consider Lord Jagannath as the symbol of their faith, their arts and their tradition. None of these people are wrong. They are all right. Why? Because Lord Krishna personally gives this understanding in Bhagavad Gita. He says, ye yathamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartaman vartante manushya partha sarvasa. He tells Arjun, O Arjun, anyone who approaches me with whatever dealings, I reciprocate with that person, with that mentality, with that kind of dealing. If someone considers me in the form of Vigraha as Nandanandana, like you remember in the story of that Vidyanagar, that Brahmana tells to Gopalji that you are not Murti, you are not this Vigraha, you are Sakshat Brajendra Nandana. Pratima nahi tumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandana. So when he considered that he is Sakshat Brajendra Nandana, then Krishna also spoke to him, yes, I am Brajendra Nandan. Normally, if we consider the deity to be a stone, we don't find stone speaking. But the deity of the Lord was made of the stone. If you go to this place, Sakshi Gopal, that deity is still there. That deity is still there. That same deity spoke to that Brahmana. That I am a deity and I am supposed to be stationary, I cannot move. But this intelligent devotee, he told him that if you can talk, you can move also. Because you are a person. I don't consider you a stone. I consider you a person. And then the Lord actually reciprocated with him. He said that, okay, you start walking, I will follow you. And then the Lord came walking from all the way from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar in South India. So, Lord can reciprocate. See, yatha mam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Tulsidas writes in Ramcharitmanas, jaki rahi bhavana jaisi hari murat dekhi tine taisi. And this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna enters into the wrestling arena of Kamsa, Mathura, when he comes for that Dhanusotsava, at that time when he enters there, people sitting there in that arena, they could perceive Krishna in a different mood, with different approaches. They perceive Krishna in different forms. Malla naam ashnir, nirvanam narvara, stri naam smaro murtiman, gopanam swajano, satam shitbhujam sasta swapitro shishu, vrityur bhojpate virad vidusham tattam param yoginam, brishni naam paradeveti vidito rangagataha sagrajaha. The various groups of people in the arena regarded Krishna in different ways. When we entered with his elder brother, the wrestlers saw Krishna as the lightning bolt, the men of Mathura as the best of the male, the women as Cupid in person, the cowherd men as their own relative, the impious rulers as the chastiser, and as the chastiser, he presented his parents saw him as their child. The king of the Bhoja and Bhoja as death. Kamsa saw him as death coming to him. And unintelligent as the Supreme Lord's universal form. unintelligent people. And for the yogis, he was the absolute truth. And for the Vrishnis, they are worshipable deity. So same one Krishna, but for different peoples, with different mentalities, he was appearing different. This is how Lord Jagannath, he also pervades, he is all pervading, he pervades the entire world. One can easily see his large, big eyes, smiling face everywhere. Wherever you go, you can find Krishna, Lord Jagannath, in form of toys. You can see Jagannath in advertisements, billboards, posters, banners, cards, stickers, tattoos, paintings, photos, stick on buses, trains, stations, shops, TV screen, films, dramas, products, stories, songs, writings, arts, cultures, everywhere. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. And one who can see Krishna everywhere, if we see this face of Lord Jagannath on somebody's statue, we must understand Krishna has manifested even there. So Krishna is aware, everywhere. Yato yato yami, tato Narsingha. Wherever you go, wherever you see, you can find Narsingadeva. But to that, one has to have a vision and understanding. So, how we get that vision? We get this vision by knowledge. We get this vision by knowledge. Krishna says that Tesham eva anukampartham aham ajnana jamtamah nasayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. If Krishna gives merciful glance at somebody, he actually gives them knowledge. And Krishna gives knowledge everywhere. Problem with us is that like the frequency waves, they are floating everywhere in the atmosphere. We need to have an instrument to tune that. Similarly, Krishna is present everywhere. If we can have that tuning mentality, that mechanism to tune our mind to understand Krishna, we can see Krishna everywhere and in everything. So let us now consider what scripture says. Because scriptures are said to be the mother. And mother is the person who can tell exactly who my father is. If I don't ask my mother and start asking so many people about my father, nobody can give me a perfect answer. So Shastra gives perfect answer. What Shastra says? And how Lord Chaitanya sees Lord Jagannath? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but appeared in a devotee's mood. So how he sees Lord Jagannath? Daskanda Purana, Brahma Purana, Padma Purana, Narada Purana, all have sections glorifying Puri and Lord Jagannath. If you can go through. In fact, in Skanda Purana, there is a Utkal Mahatmya Khanda that describes the glory of Orisha and the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, appearance of Lord Jagannath. These Puranas mostly addressed and identify Lord Jagannath as Krishna. The system of worship, if you look at Jagannath Puri, temple identifies him as Krishna. The puja paddhatis, their scriptures describing the details of worshipping Lord Jagannath, recommend meditating on Lord Jagannath as Krishna in four different ways, in four different times of the day. In the morning, that is Pratah, one should contemplate Lord Jagannath in the form of Krishna as baby Krishna. Jagannath is considered as baby Krishna with soft, reddish feet and palms and wearing golden ornaments, endowed with sweet, smiling face. He is envisioned crawling around the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Maharaja's palace, with a lump of butter in his hand. So this is the recommendation. Then when one goes to take darshan of Lord Jagannath in the morning, one should contemplate on Jagannath like this, that Jagannath is like a baby, what we call Balgopal Krishna. And in the Madhyana noon time, Jagannath is meditated upon as Krishna sitting on a divine lotus of 8 petal, Simhasana of 8 petal lotus, on a jeweled throne under the wish fulfilling tree of Vrindavan, surrounded by various gopis and cowherd boys, as well as different sages, yogis, gandharvas and apsaras. They all surrounded Krishna, and Krishna is sitting on the 8-petal lotus simhasan, like Narottam Das Thakur sings in this bhajan. Vrindavana ramya sthana divya chintamani dhama ratana mandira manohara tara madhe hema pita astadala veshtita astadala pradhananayika. This is how the devotees actually contemplate on Krishna in the afternoon. I mean, this is mentioned to contemplate on Krishna or Lord Jagannath in the afternoon. And at sandhya, dusk time, Jagannath is thought as sitting on a deer skin in a palace garden of Dwarka, speaking philosophy to Narad Muni and others. That means Krishna himself is now become a preacher, and he started glorifying his own katha to others. And at night, Ratri, Jagannath is meditated as a lover of gopis, sporting with them on the banks of the Yamuna and Vrindavan during the Raslila. So these are different dhyanas at different types of the... But in none of these it is mentioned that one should contemplate on Jagannath to be something different other than Krishna. So this proves that Jagannath is Krishna himself. Another of the many indications that Jagannath is seen as Krishna in the many deities of Krishna enacting various pastimes in Braja. Like if you go to Jagannath temple, you'll find pastimes of Krishna, or Krishna Leela pastimes you can say. Like here they are there. You can see this side is Krishna Leela, this side is Chaitanya Leela. The photographs or the paintings. So similarly, they carve on the, they also engrave it to the stones in the temple, or they put into the paintings. So if you go to Jagannath temple, you'll find mostly Krishna's pastimes of Vrindavan or Dwarka engraved into the stones or in the walls everywhere. So this includes Krishna's Ras Lila with gopis, lifting of Govardhan, killing of demons Dhenukasur, Bakasur and Agasur, Krishna's departure to Mathura with Balram on chariot of Akrura and dancing on the hoods of Kaliya serpent. All these paintings, actually the personality who is the master of that temple or master of that structure, his glories are actually described or depicted all over. And if we see all those things, that also reflect that the personality who is sitting inside the altar, on the altar inside the temple sanctorum, he is none different than Krishna. He is himself Krishna. So, and another important way to understand the conception of worshippers. When the worshippers worship a deity, they worship the deity with certain mool mantras. That is used during the worship of the deity. So every worshipable form has his or her own specific mool mantra. If we offer something to the deity, we offer with that kind of mool mantra. So there are two mool mantras that have been used in Puri Jagannath for hundreds of years up to the current time. One mantra is that 10-syllable mantra, Gopi Janavallabhaya Swaha. And another is the 18-syllable mantra, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Janavallabhaya Swaha. So if we just consider these mantras, both these mantras addresses Lord Jagannath to be Krishna, the protector of Gopi, the Gopi Janavallabhaya. So all these things depict that Krishna is, Jagannath is Krishna himself. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is mentioned in the third canto, first canto, third chapter, Ete chamsa kala prushna, kala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam loke mridyanti yuge yuge. Lord Krishna consider here Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam Bhagavan. How to understand this Swayam Bhagavan word? Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami gives a definition to understand this word Swayam Bhagavan. Jara Bhagavatta Haite Anyara Bhagavatta Swayam Bhagavana Sabder Eita Satta. Swayam Bhagavan means that person who is Swayam Bhagavan, by whose existence all other things exist. If that personality is not there, nothing will be there. That is the understanding of Swayam Bhagavan. So, this sloka says that, who is Swayam Bhagavan? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And all other different avataras that take place to protect the demigods and to annihilate the demons or the miscreants, that all these avataras comes from one fountainhead avatar, and that avatar is Krishna. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, Krishna is considered the fountainhead of all avatars, and Lord Jagannath is also considered the fountainhead of all avatars. And there are various slokas actually depicting that, how Lord Jagannath is the fountainhead of all avatars. Skanda Purana, then Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami has mentioned about that. Chaitanya Mangal, Lochandas Thakur has mentioned that. Yata avatara tara avase asraya sadhana. He says that whatever avatars that comes into this material world, they are all coming from one asraya. Asraya sadhana means one resting place. And that resting place is Jagannath. So Jagannath and Krishna is non-different. That should be our understanding. Lord Jagannath is the resting place of all incarnations. So all these evidences confirm Lord Jagannath to be Krishna. Now let us consider Lord Jagannath's understanding of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding of Lord Jagannath. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is who? Huh? Krishna himself. You know? And Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself. So what Krishna tells about Lord Jagannath himself? So, as we know, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself who descended to release the mellows of Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti Karite Aswadana. Who actually descended for this purpose, but he descended with the mood and complexion of a devotee, and that supreme devotee is Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna appeared as the in the mood of Radha and the complexion of Radha, so that he can enact as a devotee. Why he actually, shall I tell you a story why he appeared like this? Actually, Lochandas Thakur mentions into Chaitanya Mangal that one time Rukmini Devi, she heard that Krishna is coming at her palace. And then she became very pleased hearing that message that Krishna is now coming to her palace. So she started decorating the palace and started making arrangements for receiving Krishna. And when Krishna arrived, she received Krishna with so much affection and love. Garlanded him, took him inside, made him sit, washed his feet. And while she was washing the feet of Lord Krishna, some teardrops tickled down her eyes. And Krishna could see that teardrops coming out from the eyes of Rukmini Devi. So Krishna asked Rukmini, that Rukmini, now I have come to your home and you should be happy to receive me here. And I can see that you are happy, but I also see that you are crying. What is the cause of your crying? Why the tears are coming through your eyes? Then Rukmini said to Krishna that although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are supposed to be the all-cognizant. They say that you are all-cognizant, you are all-knower, sarvagya, everything you know, in, out, everything, bhuta, bhavishya, vartaman, everything you know. But I am surprised to see that how you don't know what is happening into my heart and what is the cause of my tears. Then Krishna said that, you are right. I am not able to understand why you are crying. She said that, since you have come to my home, I am really very happy that you have come to my home. But within a very short time, you spent here, you leave this palace and go somewhere else. And in anticipation to that pain of separation that you leave from this place, I am not able to hold my tears back. They are just trickling down. And then she says that, you left Vrindavan, it is almost hundreds of years, 100 years. Of course, 60, 70 years to hoi gaya hoga. And you know that Brajavasis, how much they are actually longing for you. Day and night they are crying for you. Two people they have visited that place, came back and they gave you message also. That these Brajavasis are actually like fish out of water in your separation. They requested you that at least for few days you go there and solace them, come back again. But you never went there. Do you know what's happening in the mind and heart of Radhika? Do you know what's happening in the mind and heart of Yashoda? Do you know what's happening in the mind of your friends and in the mind of your father, Nanda Maharaj? If you know all these things, how can you tolerate all those things and not go there? Because you don't know what's happening with them, you are not able to actually reciprocate properly. Although you are all cognizant. Then Krishna appreciated. Krishna said, yes, correct. I am not able to appreciate. Then he thought that, these my devotees, they have taken shelter of my lotus feet and they are enjoying so much. And I am not able to enjoy whatever they are able to enjoy. What is the reason for that? It appears they are enjoying more than me. I am the enjoyer. Bhoktaram, yagya tapasam, sarva loka maheshwaram. But it appears they are enjoying more than me. What they are actually enjoying? So, I also want to enjoy that. Thinking, contemplating like this, he started thinking, if I want to enjoy that, I cannot enjoy that in the mood of Bhagwan. If I want to enjoy the sentiment of Bhakta, then I have to become a Bhakta. I cannot enjoy in the mood of a God. So I will not take up the mood of God and appear. I will take up the mood of a devotee. And that devotee, I will take up the mood, that devotee who is 100% devoted only to me. Her or his, the devotee's mood is not even for a single fraction of time deviated anywhere else other than my lotus feet. And what she enjoys actually into thinking about me, contemplating about me, serving about me, taking shelter of my lotus feet. So thinking like that, he thought of Radhika and then he thought that I will take up the mood of Srimati Radha. And then I will take up the complexion of Srimati Radha so that I will look like a devotee. I will look like a devotee. You know this bhajan, Radha Nama Jape Krishna Murari. Radha Nama Jape Krishna Murari, Radha Nama Ke Bhaye Pujari. And Radhika, Krishna Nama Jape Radha Rani, Krishna Nama Ki Bhaye Diwani. So Krishna, devotee always chant the holy name of Krishna. He becomes obsessed with Krishna. So Krishna thought that I will take up the form of that devotee who is completely obsessed about me. And then he took the form of Srimati Radha. And then in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, the Antya Leela, last 6 chapters, it actually describes how Lord Chaitanya relishes the mood of Srimati Radha and completely became aloof from the materialistic activity or even the external world and was 24 hours only in thought of Krishna, in the mood of Radharani. And those leelas, if we understand, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's those pastimes, if we understand, we can understand the glory of the devotee. So thinking like that, Krishna actually took the form of devotee and then he appeared to relish the sentiments of bhakti, the pleasure that the devotee enjoys by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, we'll consider the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he thought about Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath. You must have heard when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first time came to Jagannath Puri from that Bhargavi Nadi, where he took bath. That is also called Dandabhanga Nadi. He gave up the company of his associates, Nityanand Prabhu and others, Vakreshwar Pandit, etc. And he alone ran to Lord Jagannath. And when he came rushing to the altar of Lord Jagannath, just by looking at Lord Jagannath, he fainted. Why he fainted? He fainted because he saw Krishna after many, many days. He thought that my Shyam Sundar sitting here, and when he saw first time Shyam Sundar, he could not hold himself, he just fainted. And then Lord Chaitanya would always be in the mood, standing behind, because he knew that Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. Jagannath is Bhakta Vatsal. So he would be always behind the bhaktas, thinking that if Krishna will look at his devotees, his glance will fall upon me also. So that was the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He considered Jagannath to be Krishna. There are some evidences given how he would consider. So in Ratyatras, whenever the Ratyatra happened, Lord Chaitanya would dance in front of the Ratkat. And while dancing in front of the Ratakat, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, in the mood of or sentiment of Srimati Radharani, he used to sing some slokas which nobody would be able to understand. It was understood by Rupa Goswami actually one time. And Rupa Goswami wrote this sloka into a leaf, palm leaf, and put it into the thatch roof of Haridas Thakur. There, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somehow or other, he found that, and then he started reading that. And then he asked Haridas Thakur that, how this Rupa understands my heart? That means Rupa has understood what Lord Chaitanya actually sings in the front of that Ratakat. And what Lord Chaitanya would sing in front of Ratakat is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yah kaumar harasa eva hi varasta eva chaitra chapas te chon milit malati surabhaya praudha kadambanila sa chay vasmi tathapi tatra surat vyapar lila vidho reva rodhasi vetasi tarutale chetah samutkandhate. This very personality, Radhika says, that very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. There is, these are the same moonlit night of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breeze is blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not very happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Ratha, Reva, on the bank of the Reva, under the Reva is Yamuna, Reva under the Vetasi trees. That is my desire. Actually, this sentiment was presented by Radharani when first time they met at Surya Kunda, during Surya Grahan there is a big fair, and that time all the Brajavasis, all the people from Dwarka, they have all came there, and after maybe 100 years, Radharani is first time meeting to Krishna there. And after seeing Krishna into that garb of a prince, she actually understood that he is Krishna, but she did not appreciate the Krishna that he has assumed the garb of a prince. And so many soldiers and infantry and so many bodyguards are there roaming around Krishna. So seeing all these things, she presented this mood to Krishna that actually Krishna, I want you to be with me alone at the bank of this place. I was thinking about there is a pastime in Gita Govinda. where it is mentioned that Panirdesiyah Nanda Maharaka Hariradha Madmate Yamuna Pulinike Kunja Kunjame Leela Karte Jate. That how Radha and Krishna, Radharani is remembering how at the bank of Yamuna they would be just being together from one kunj to another kunj to this kunj to that kunj. That would be their life. And this is what Radharani is actually remembering here at Suryakunda. And that same sentiment is being presented by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Lord Jagannath. Like Radharani presented that same mood to Krishna at Suryakunda in Kurukshetra, that same mood is presented by Srimati, not Srimati, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Jagannath, who is Krishna. So Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Krishna as Shyamasundara Krishna. And again, he would say, Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Melitas Tathaham Saradha Tadidam Ubhayo Sangam Sukham Tatha Pyanta Kelana Madhura Murali Panchamajuse Mano Me Kalindi Pulinas Bipinaya Spriheti. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant. But I would still like to go to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. So, this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being presented. That this is how he actually saw Jagannath. And this confirms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appreciated Jagannath to be Krishna. Thus Lord Jagannath, although reciprocating with many people in different forms, but in reality he is Krishna, the beloved of Srimati Radharani. Why Lord Jagannath has such a form? Why Lord Jagannath has such a form? Why Krishna has assumed this form? Which apparently appears to be an incomplete work. There is a story behind that also, pastime. You must have heard this pastime. It is said that when Krishna has established this Dwarka Nagari, and Balram's mother Rohini also came to stay there. And then Krishna's queens, one day, because they would see Krishna, actually even in sleep also Krishna would call the names of Brajavasis, the names of gopis, the names of gopas, name of Radharani. So they would always think that, why Krishna is like this? He is there with us, we are doing him so much service, he is not bothered about us. He is in sleep, he is with us, but he is always in his heart, in his mind, he is always in Vrindavan. He is never in Dwarka. Why is that? So what Krishna and what this Brajvasi, what these Brajvasis gave to Krishna, that Krishna can never forget them. So, but they would just think about that, they could not know it, because they were not the witness of the Leela. They would just hear somewhere here or there. But they thought that, let us ask this Leela to Mother Rohini, because she was the first-hand witness of Krishna's childhood pastimes. Krishna was there in Vrindavan only till the age of 10 years, some 11 months or something. Or 11 years, 7 months, 10 months, something. So maybe 10, 11 years he was there. But within these 10 and 11 years, even he was a child there, this Brajvasis has captured his mind so much, his heart so much, that he can never forget them. What they did for him. What they did for Krishna, that Krishna can never forget them, even after he has become grown up. So they wanted to hear Krishna's childhood pastime from Mother Rohini. They approached her. They asked her, that can you please describe us the childhood pastime of Krishna? Because you were the first hand witness there. And we are very eager to hear about that. Mother Rohini said that, I am also very much eager to tell about Krishna's pastime. The problem with me is that if I start telling you, and then if Krishna hears, he will come here running. And if Krishna is present in my front, I will not be able to speak properly. So if you want to hear, then someone has to take the role of guarding at the door, where we are going to speak all these things. So nobody wanted to go away, because Krishna's pastimes, Krishna himself, they are all so attractive that no one can desist going away. But somehow or other, to do some service to the devotees who want to hear Krishna Katha, some devotee has to volunteer. Some devotee has to volunteer, stay on the gate, maintain the crowd, do many things there, so that many people can hear. So Subhadra Devi said that, okay, I will volunteer. I will try to hear it from the door, whatever I can. But I will guard on the door, and as soon as Krishna or Balram, they would come this side, I will intimate to you so that you can stop it. So like that, she just stood on the door, and she started hearing. Although she was on the door, her duty was to guard for others, Krishna and Balram, but she actually becomes so much rapt hearing Krishna's pastimes. Like other queens, they were hearing Mother Rohini speak that. She became so much mesmerized. She forgot about her own identity. She lost the consciousness that she's standing on the door and she has some duties to perform. And Krishna and Balram, they came roaming in that area and they saw that Subhadra is standing like a different entity here. Why is he so wrapped attention in something and looking like a statue? So they came closer to see what is happening. So they saw inside the room, and inside the room there was Krishna Katha going on. Mother Rohini was giving Krishna Katha to all the queens. So Krishna and Balram also, they just became to one side of Subhadra Maharani, and they started hearing. And when they all heard that, Krishna and Balram also went into ecstasy. And when they went into ecstasy, what happened? Their limbs went inside their body. Their eyes bulged out, became big. Their eyes bulged out, their limbs, the hand and their limbs, that all went inside the body. And that time, Narad Rishi came somehow or other. And he saw this form of Lord. Then he said that, I have seen that. Then suddenly they got up. And then they came to external. Then Krishna asked him, what you have seen? Narad Rishi said that, I have seen that form which you took here. And this is the form, Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj says, is called the Prema Lingita Vigraha. So Jagannath, this form is nothing, but it is the form of ecstasy of love of Brajavasis that Krishna has assumed like this. Hearing the pastimes, his own childhood pastimes with his beloved devotees from Vrindavan, especially the gopis, the gopas, Nanda and Yashoda, all that Chari Bhave Bhakti Diya. Krishna says that those who are in these four different bhava with me, in relations with me, Sakya Bhava, Vatsalya Bhava, Madhurya Bhava, and Dasya Bhava, I will give them bhakti. I will give them prema, Krishna prema. Chari Bhave Bhakti Diya na Chaimi Bhuvana. So that's what Krishna is saying. So Narad Rishi, when he saw this, Krishna asked him, then Narad Rishi requested Krishna that, I have seen this form of yours, and this is most merciful form. So can you please reveal this form for the other people also in the world? So Krishna gave Narad Rishi a boon that, okay, when time will come, I will reveal this form to others. And this marks now how Lord Jagannath appears in this world. How Lord Jagannath appears in this world. That Utkal Mahatma Khand of Skanda Purana, or maybe Padma Purana, Skanda Purana I think, it gives an elaborate story how Lord Jagannath appeared here in this world, made his appearance. Before appearing here, Lord Jagannath was, it is said in that Purana that he was manifested in this material world and accepting the services of the devotees in the form of Neela Madhava. And the Neela Madhava was a 400 deity of Narayan, was resembling like Narayan, and in that form he was staying on the bluish mountain of the Utkala Kshetra, and that is called Vaikuntha planet. That this blue mountain where at the south sea, eastern sea, it's the place where Lord was actually residing in the form of this Neela Madhava. So the story goes like this. There was a king in the Avanti Pradesh, the contemporary Ujjain area. There was a king named Indradumna. He was ruling in that area, and his wife was Gundicha. Both of them, they were a very devoted people, and but somehow or other they didn't have any children. But they considered this to be a boon for them, that Lord has not given them any children, and they were very happy for that. Actually, recently we had gone to a place for a preaching this thing. So after the program, one Mataji came to me. I mean, two ladies came, one elderly lady and one young lady. So this elderly lady told me that Maharajji, they used to call us Maharaj. Maharajji, please bless my daughter-in-law to get a offspring. Then that lady started telling me that although I am married, but for a long time I didn't have any child. And my in-laws, they want me to have a child. That is why she is requesting you to please bless me. Then I told her that since you didn't have a child, this is a very pleasurable situation for you, to take 100% shelter of Krishna without any debacle. You don't have to divert your attention anywhere else other than Krishna. This is a boon for you. She became so happy. She said that there was such a big burden on my head. People were putting me so much pressure that you are not having an offspring, this thing, that thing. But today now you told me a secret that it is actually a boon granted by Krishna so that I can take 100% shelter of Krishna without any deviation of my mind anywhere else. She became very happy. So similarly, this Gundicha and Indradumna Maharaj, they were also happy that Krishna has not given them any offspring. And this is a very nice thing that they have not given them any offspring, so that their mind will be diverted into that, and they will not be able to give 100% to Krishna. So they became very devoted personalities, and they would always try to serve the brahmanas, the pilgrims coming from different locations, try to hear from them. So one day, what happened, in their guest house, a group of brahmanas came. And these group of brahmanas, they have actually gone for darshan of Lord Neela Madhava, and after they were returning from that, and they just happened to be there. So they were discussing about Lord Neela Madhava, and the minister heard that. And the minister heard that, then this minister, after hearing that, went and reported to the king that I heard these pilgrims talking about Lord Vishnu present at this planet earth, Bhagwan present at this planet earth in the form of Lord Neela Madhava. So the king asked, did you hear also that where is this Vigraha is there, so that we can also go along with our family and friends, and then we can also have darshan there? Then he said that I could not hear that. They actually were glorifying Lord Neela Madhava, but they did not, I could not hear them saying that where they are present. So Indradumna Maharaj said that, then let us send our people in all the directions to find out where the deity of Lord Neela Madhava exists, and give them the time of 3 months. After they returns back, then we will all go to take darshan of Neela Madhava. So different groups went into different areas, and one of the brother of the minister, his name was Vidyapati, he went to the eastern direction. And all other team, those who have gone, or all other people, those who have gone in different directions, they returned within 3 months, but without any information about Lord Neela Madhava. But Vidyapati did not return. Vidyapati was searching about Lord Nilamadava, but he didn't get anything. So while and 3 months has also passed, the king was very much in anxiety that what happened to Vidyapati, why he didn't return, did he got any message about Lord Nilamadava, where is he now? But like today, there was no phone calls or nothing, no communication, so he was not getting any communication. And Vidyapati, thinking that I must search Lord Nilamadava and contemplating on Lord Nilamadava, he just kept walking and came to the shore of the eastern sea. Nowadays it is called Bengal ki khadi, something, Bay of Bengal. Some people also called it Hind Mahasagar or Indian Ocean. So he came there and he happened to come to a village. There in that village he started smelling a very aromatic fragrance out of this world. Started thinking where this fragrance is coming. Started thinking that maybe in this village I'll be able to understand and something about Lord Nilamadava. So he went into the village following that fragrance. Went into the village and then after going into the village he went to one house. And told him that now it is going to become dark, so I seek your help in giving me some shelter here, so that I can spend my night here, and then morning I'll leave back. The person told him that, see, here in our village, there is our mukhiya, our village head. You go to that village head, he is a very nice person. He actually welcomes all the guests that comes to our village, all the atithi. And if you go to him, he has nice arrangement, he can make you comfortable there, you go there. So hearing from this person, he went to that village head's house, knocked on the door, and the door was opened by the daughter of that village head. His name was Vishwavasu, and the daughter's name was Lalita. So Lalita just opened the door, and then saw this Vidyapati, a very handsome looking, very young person, Brahmana, and she became little hesitant, and then she said that my father is at present not home, he will return in a while, till that time you can just be seated into this veranda, and when my father will come he'll make all the arrangements. And then she closed the door. After a while Vishwavasu comes, and then looking at Vidyapati, he apologizes that you have to wait for me. You are a guest and I should have been here to serve you. I'm so sorry that I have become late. And then he made all the arrangements. He called his daughter and said that you should take care of all the food and all the requirements of this person. Serve him such a way that this Brahmana becomes happy here. So, saying this, he entered into the room. And when he was talking with Vidyapati, Vidyapati could smell that same fragrance coming from the body of this person. So he started thinking that this person's body is actually oozing that fragrance. This person must be having some connection with that thing which I am looking for. So he thought that let me stay here for some more days. So he stayed for some more days, and by staying there, because they were close together, they developed certain intimacy. And Lalita and Vidyapati, they became attracted to each other. And then Vidyapati proposed to Vishwavasu that I want to get married to your daughter. So Vishwavasu also became happy that such a handsome and nice looking person is asking the hands of my daughter. So he got them married, and then they stayed there. And after a few months of staying there, Vidyapati then asked Lalita, now see, you are my wife, and now I want to know a secret from you. I have come here in search of a deity called Nilamadava, which is, I don't know where it is existing. But I find your father worshipping somebody, and who he goes to worship, how his body oozes so much fragrance. Then she said that my father has told me not to tell this to anybody. But because he said that, but I am your husband and I am your trusted person, you should tell me, at least you are my Ardhangini, you should share your thoughts with me. Then she said, okay, because you are my husband, then I'll tell you, my father actually worships Lord Neelamadhava. Then first time she hears the name Neelamadhava. And then after that, then he again one day requests Lalita that please request your father to take me to take darshan of Lord Neelamadhava. Then Lalita just goes to father and tells that my husband wants to go and take darshan of Lord Neelamadhava, so please, when you go tomorrow morning, you please also take him. Then he said that he became little hesitant. He thought that this person, he has come from such a distant place, I don't know what is his motivation, why he want to go there. He became little apprehended. But he said that, Lalita then said that if you will not take my father, because his father was delaying in answering, she said that if you will not take him to take darshan of Neelamadhava, then I will give up my life. Then the father became, caught up by the daughter like this, and then he agreed. Then he said that, okay, I will take him, but I will take him blindfolded. I will put a patti on his eyes and then take him to darshan, and when we will reach there, there I will open the eyes of this person. There he can take darshan. Again I will blindfold him and bring him back, so that he doesn't know the path to go there. So Lalita told him that, okay, doesn't matter. He just want to take darshan of the Lord. So she spoke to this person, Vidyapati. Vidyapati said that, very nice, I will go take darshan even blindfolded also. But I am thinking that, why take darshan only once? I can go to take darshan again and again. So, we should devise some ways and means. You think, how it is possible that we can do that? Then she said, let me think. And after thinking, she said that, when you will go tomorrow, I will give you some mustard seeds. You keep these mustard seeds, and while you are going on that bullock cart, blindfolded, that time, secretly from my father, you just throw this mustard seed on the ground. And then this is the rainy time, and the mustard seed will germinate, and then the yellow flowers will come up, and then seeing those flowers and these plants of the mustard seed, then you can approach again alone without my father's assistance. So he agreed with this idea. He took that mustard seed. They went there, and when he went there, then Vishwavasu opened his eyes and told him to please behold darshan of the Lord. The Lord was situated in a cave, very beautiful deity of the Lord, bluish, four-handed Narayan deity. So when he saw this darshan, he became mesmerized, and he started contemplating about that deity. In the meantime, Vishwavasu told him that, while you are taking darshan of the Lord here, I will go pluck some flowers and bring some pura paraphernalia, and then we will do puja and then we will go back. And till that time, you please take darshan here, don't go anywhere else. So he just sat down in the temple and was observing the Lord. And then he saw by the side of the temple there was a small pond. And in that pond, at the bank of that pond, there was a tree. And the branches of the tree were just hovering over this pond. And on that pond, there were many crows, they were sitting. There was a very weak crow. And that crow suddenly, because that crow was actually trying to take rest, somehow or other he could not control himself, he fell down into that water. And when he fell down into that water in front of Vidyapati, Vidyapati could see that as soon as he touched the water, he assumed the four-handed form of Vishnu. And Garuda came and put him on his back and took him back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha Loka. This Vidyapati started thinking that, it is very easy to go back home, back to Godhead. Let me also jump into this water. And he also climbed on the tree. And he was about to jump into the water, suddenly there was a sound in the sky. Somebody spoke from the sky, celestial voice, that Vidyapati, you should not be so selfish. You remember, you have come to serve your master, the king, Indradumna. So it is your duty to go and inform Indradumna, because he is waiting for you. And you cannot just be selfish, just go back home, back alone. Your desire will be fulfilled in due course of time, but presently you go and do this service which you have actually accepted it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sadharmam api chaveksya navikampitum arhasi. One should understand his Sadharma. What is his duty? And to perform that duty, one should not become selfish. So he has assumed the duty to bring this message of Lord Neel Madhava to with the king, Indradumna. But he was now started thinking that. He forgot actually about Indradumna. He thought that this crow can go, I can also go. So he just got down again. And then, in the meantime, this Vishwavasu came. He didn't tell these happenings to Vishwavasu. That the celestial voice spoke, the crow went like this. He just kept it all hidden into his mind. He didn't tell them all. Then they performed that puja, and after that puja again he blindfolded him, sat on the pulak cart, and then they returned. With turns and twists, so many turns and twists, they returned back. And after coming there, he understood that now he has found the deity of Lord Neel Madhava. He will go to, because the celestial voice also spoke to him like that. So he went there, and then it's a long story, but now we'll have to cut short because the time is running fast. Then he returns back, brings the message to King Indradumna, and then King Indradumna comes, and then when they were trying to go take darshan of the Lord, in the meantime a very heavy storm came and the deity of Lord Neel Madhava disappeared. Somehow or other, when the king reached to the cave to take darshan of Lord Neel Madhava, he didn't find, he became devastated. And he started contemplating to give up his life because he was not able to get darshan of the Lord. Then a celestial voice spoke again. And in the meantime, when this Vishwavasu was serving the Lord, the Lord spoke to him. Lord spoke to him in a dream when they came back. The Lord spoke to him that, Vishwavasu, don't take it otherwise. I am now very happy with your services that you are actually rendering to me. But now I want to get service done in a very opulent way by King Indradumna. So now I'll be going to Indradumna and I will disappear from you. So he thought that this Vidyapati has actually done something. He must have told something to the Lord. Although it is the Lord's desire, but how can I tolerate Lord going away from me? I cannot tolerate it. And he thought that culprit is this my son-in-law. So he captured him. He put him into kind of prison. He made a prison of his own home itself as a prison cell and captured him into that. Was not releasing him. But one day, this Vidyapati told to his wife Lalita that I want to go to Indradumna and your father is not releasing me. You do something. Then this Lalita goes to her father and again tells the father that if you don't release my husband, then I will give up my life. She just picked up some poison, was about to eat that poison. But the father actually stopped her and said, okay, release. What I can do, whatever the destiny is there, that has to happen. Then he brings King Indradumna, and King Indradumna, when he sees that the Lord has disappeared, then that celestial voice spoke that, King, now you will not be able to take my darshan in this form, but I will appear for you in a special form. And when you will go take darshan in the morning, 4 o'clock in the ocean, while you will be taking your bath, a log of a wood will come floating and that will touch to you. That log of wood will be me. With the help of your assistants, bring that log of wood, and then one person will come, Vishwakarma will come, and he will make deities of this. Get the deity made from him on his conditions. And then that deity, in that form of that deity, I will actually manifest myself to you. So like that, that happened, and the log was brought, and Vishwakarma came and the conditions were made. You know all these conditions, you must have heard this. And then the deities were started, Vishwakarma started carving the deities. But out of restlessness, when he did not hear the voice, his wife Gundicha also told him that, just see what happened to that Vishwakarma. The sound of his chisels are not coming. So he opened the door and he found that the Vishwakarma was gone and these three unfinished deities were lying there on the floor. So he thought that he has again committed a blunder, and because he has breached the promise, the Lord has again brought back that person and he will not give me darshan. These are unfinished deities, so I will not be able to take darshan of the Lord. Then again the celestial voice spoke, this is not unfinished deities. This is the way I wanted to appear to you. So this is my complete form. And then he told them that why he actually come to that. And then he instructs him that go and bring Brahmaji, install these deities, they are finished, and install them and start worshipping me. And then he instructs about Rath Yatra, etc., etc., many other things. And then you know that story, King Indradumna built that temple. When he goes to bring Brahmaji, many, many generations passed away, and his minister, his senapati, commander in chief, he actually again appeared as another king of some other country. And by that time the storm has covered the entire temple area. It was just a fraction of time Indradumna went to Brahmaji and came back, but relativity of time, it was so many generations, so many years have passed. So many millions of years have passed, in fact. But somehow or other, the deities were restored and Brahmaji installed those deities, and now the worship is taking place. The current temple has been made by the king named Anangabhim. And there are so many other details also. So that Rath Yatra is performed. You may be knowing the secret also, that why the three Rathas are there. And how the Rath Yatra actually started. Again we'll have to go back to that Suryakunda. Kurukshetra. The Rath Yatra actually started in Suryakunda. When the gopis, they requested, especially Radharani, they requested Krishna to return back to Vrindavan. But Krishna told them that actually I want to come back to Vrindavan. But you know, I have come out of Vrindavan only for some specific purpose. To re-establish the dharma and kill all the miscreants. So almost 90% of the miscreants I have already finished, but a few more are left. So let me do that also, then I'll come back again to Vrindavan. Then the gopis thought that Krishna is not going to come to Vrindavan like that. So they started contemplating into their heart. And while contemplating into their heart, they contemplated a nice chariot in their heart. Made Krishna seated on that chariot. And with the rope of their love, they bound that chariot. And then they started pulling that chariot. And while pulling that chariot, they started bringing the chariot to Vrindavan. So this is how actually the Rath Yatra started in the heart of devotees. Here also the Rath Yatra basically starts first in the heart of the devotees. And then it manifests on the street. Right? That's happening everywhere. It actually starts in the heart of the devotees. Devotees start thinking that we'll perform Rath Yatra. And then they make ratha, then they do things, then it physically appears. Then when the gopis, they brought that, that's the first Rath Yatra. Again it happened in Dwarka that Krishna was thinking about these Brajavasis, and while thinking about the Brajavasis, he fainted. And everybody started thinking that now Krishna has fainted, what will happen? How to restore him back? Nobody was knowing. Suddenly, Narad Rishi appeared to them. And Narad Rishi told them that, see, Krishna is not going to come back into his externals like this. We have to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. Even if we bring Krishna back here in this form, but Krishna will be into delirium, he will be thinking about Vrindavan only, and he will start running to Vrindavan, then what you will do? You can't capture him. So better bring Krishna to Vrindavan. But how to bring Krishna to Vrindavan? So they made a rath and made Krishna seated on the rath. And they thought that we'll pull the rath and bring it back to Vrindavan. But they started thinking that if Krishna goes in this form to Vrindavan and the Brajavasis, they are already actually in so much distress because of Krishna's separation, and if they see Krishna in this fainted form, what will happen to them? They will become even more distressed. So someone should go to tell the Brajavasis that Krishna is coming to meet them. And if this messenger tells them, then they will become happy. And when Krishna reaches there, and when he regains his consciousness, and when he sees the happy faces of Brajavasis, then he will also become happy. Otherwise, the Brajavasis also will become more distressed. And when Krishna will see them in distress, Krishna will also become more distressed. Money generates money. Like distress generates distress. Happiness generates happiness. So they started thinking like that. Then they thought that who will go there? Then they thought that Uddhava has first time gone as a messenger to Krishna, and if he goes and tell them, then they will. So Uddhava knows them. So let Uddhava go there. Today we talked about Uddhava in the morning class, right? So Uddhava goes there, but Uddhava doesn't go there. When Uddhava was proposed to go there, Uddhava told them that I have already told Krishna to visit them once, but Krishna has never gone them. And I have assured them that I am Krishna's very best friend, and I will go back to Mathura and I will request Krishna to come to Vrindavan. I requested Krishna not one time, many times, but Krishna has never gone there. So for Brajavasis, I am a liar. And if I go again and tell them that Krishna is coming, nobody will believe me. So your purpose will not be accomplished. Send Balaram. So the proposal was given to Balaram. Balaram also refused giving this excuse, that even if I go, but what is the faith that they will not have faith upon me also, because I also have promised them that I will send back Krishna. I am elder brother. I told him many times, ordered him also, but he never gone. So I can also not go. Then Subhadra said that, okay, I am their daughter. I have never gone to Vrindavan. I will go to Vrindavan. I will give them this message. And when they will hear from my mouth, they will definitely have some faith. And then they will become happy. So everybody said that, okay, Subhadra, you go. But how Subhadra will go alone? So Balaram said, I will accompany with you. I will not speak anything to them, but I will come with you. And then Balaram just rided his chariot and he started first to protect Subhadra. And then Subhadra started on her chariot, and then she started so that she can be ahead of Krishna. And then Krishna's chariot was behind. So this is the sequence of the chariots, that Balaram's chariot goes first, then Subhadra's chariot goes, and then Krishna's chariot goes. So from Sri Mandir, that is called Dwarka, that represents Dwarka, the chariot goes to Sundarachal, that is Nidhuvan, Vrindavan. That is the forest of Nidhuvan in Vrindavan. So it goes there. So when the chariot comes there, at the bank of Nidhuvan, there they saw a different atmosphere. They saw that all the Brajavasis have assembled into Nidhuvan. And Radharani has fainted. Radharani was faint. And she was about to leave her body. She was bitten by the snake of separation of Krishna. And she was about to leave her body. And everybody has assembled thinking that now she is going to leave her body. So they were all actually apologizing to her that, okay, whatever happened with us, we may have fought, we may have loved each other, we may have done so many these things, that thing. That were all happening because we all wanted to serve Krishna. But since you are going now, please forgive us. Chandravali was there, all other gopis were there, Jatila, Kutila, everybody was there. And Radharani was just there about to leave her body. Then suddenly, when these people reaches there, Balaramji reaches, Subhadra reaches there, they gives this message to all the Brajavasis that Krishna is coming to meet all of you. Then when they all heard that Krishna is coming to meet, but when they saw that also Radharani was fainted, so they started chanting Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They all started chanting this kirtan. And when the sound vibration entered into the heart of Radharani, Sunvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanam Hridayantasthohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. Radharani, when she heard Krishna's name, she came to life. You know that Sarang Murari, Sarang Thakur has initiated by this Mahamantra, a dead body. And when the mantra entered into the ear of the dead body came alive. Similarly, this mantra, when it enters anywhere, it enters into the heart, it vidhunoti, it cleanses with a special effect, the heart. And when the mirror of the heart is completely clean, you can see Krishna. So all the Brajavasis, they started chanting, and when Radharani heard Krishna's name, she came to consciousness. And then all of them started chanting the name of Radhe Radhe. And when Krishna heard the name of Radha, he also regained his consciousness. And there was a union. There was a union. And that same union happens when Jagannath goes to Sundarachal in Gundicha. It is said that when we go to Gundicha, the prasadam of Gundicha temple is 100 times potent than prasadam of Sri Mandir. Of course, same prasadam, but to signify the importance of that place, Vrindavan, this kind of some comparison is given. Of course, Lord's prasadam is incomparable. So this is how the Rath Yatra takes place. And those devotees who pull the Ratha cart, sing the glories of the Lord, actually they are trying to unite Radha and Krishna. And when you serve for the Lord like this, the Lord becomes, Srimati Radharani becomes so much obliged, that they also see that you become united with Krishna. Right? That is why it is said that anyone who pulls one the Ratha cart or participate into the Ratha cart will 100% meet Krishna. Go home, back to Godhead. It is Krishna's duty that Krishna will see that at the time of death, this person remembers him. Why? Because at this time we have done something for Krishna. If we do some good thing for others, and when time comes, the others will feel definitely obliged to help us because we have helped them. So similarly, if we serve Krishna, not come to Krishna with a begging bowl, Krishna, this is my list, take this 10 paisa, give me so many things. That should not be our approach to Krishna. Otherwise, what will happen? Krishna feel disgusted. This guy, he has come to me. Mui bhaje mange vise sukh, ei bada murkh. He's a very fool person. He is chanting, he is actually worshipping me, and asking some petty things, this materialism, this material happiness, pass me in the exam, give me some salary, give me some job, make my husband okay, make my wife okay like this. All these petty things they are asking. But Krishna says that, ei murkh, ami bigya. He is a fool, but I am an intelligent person. Ei murkhe bisakene dibo. How I can give Vish is wish. How I can give him poison? This Visha Sukh, it is like poison for him. So I will not give him this. I will give Sva Charanamrita Diya Visaya Bhulaibo. I will give my Charanamrita to him. Charanamrita means I will give service of my lotus feet to this person. So Krishna gives the opportunity to people to give service to him, either through his devotees or through him directly or through any way. If a person wants to serve Krishna, there are ample of opportunities. Only thing is that there has to be desire to serve Krishna. So these are the significance of Rath Yatra. You want to hear any pastimes? Because it's already 3:15. So shall I stop or we can continue? Somewhere we have to stop, na? It's too late, I think. Some other time we can discuss the pastimes. There are many pastimes, and all these pastimes are really very wonderful. They are not only purify us, but also give us so much siksha. So, Krishna will provide us opportunity to hear that. Sorry, I have taken a lot of time from you. I'm so sorry for that. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.